everyone. Thanks for joining this, the 58th Wikibon Peer Insight Research Meeting. My name is Dave Vellante, and I'll be your host for the session. And the topic for today's discussion is reducing primary storage costs with real-time data compression. And it's our pleasure today to welcome our guest, Burzin Engineer, who's the Vice President Infrastructure Services at ShopZilla, also known as BizRate.com. Burzin, it's great to have you here today. Thanks for joining us. I wonder if you could just start by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, Dave. So, as you mentioned, my name is Burzin Engineer. I'm the Vice President of Technology over at ShopZilla. I've been at ShopZilla for 5 years. I manage the systems, network, storage, the 24/7 NOC, and the application support teams over at ShopZilla. ShopZilla started off as a Wharton graduate entrepreneurial program thesis by two founders, Farhad Mohit and Henry Asili, 1996. They got a C on that paper, unfortunately, but they very strongly believed in the concept of comparison shopping as broadband and internet-based shopping was picking up steam. And so they founded company called BizRate.com. That was just one piece of the pie. The other piece was to actually show comparison of products and pricing on their website. We have about 38,000 merchants today that subscribe to our website and upload their products. We have close to 40 million products on our website. The amount of data we collected that we needed to analyze was just growing. I think in the year 2005, grew 200%.
Tell us a little bit about the environment.
ShopZilla, we have Spark for our NAS and a three-part OnStore for our second NAS. So we never have one of anything. We learned that a long time ago. And that acts as our primary environment for our headquarters, which is where all the data flows back from our co-location facilities. And clearly, when you're playing with large data sets in production, the general rule of thumb is that you have close to 10x that amount of data in dev and QA. My mandate was enable the dev and QA teams to do their job in the most efficient way possible. And the most efficient way at that point was to allow each team to have their own copy of this humongous chunks of data, instead of trying to figure out a better way by using snapshots or some mirroring and stuff like that. The entire data cycle, the freshness of the data is key for dev and QA to work to do the job. Given this amount of growth, I was exploring ways of gaining efficiencies without impacting business. And that's when I came across StoreWise. Basically, it's an inline compression device that sits between the network and your storage. It acts as a switch, so it's almost like a pass-through. You wouldn't even know it's there. And its job is to do inline compression of data. Now, when I first looked into this, it was to gain efficiencies on the storage side, be a little more green and environmentally friendly by using less spindles, less power. As it turned out, once implemented, the key benefit was that things were faster. I didn't expect that, but it was a nice surprise to have. It makes complete sense because you're writing S data. And we were seeing a compression of 50% on our Oracle backups, our man dumps, and the data warehouse team was extremely happy because the backup window went from 5 hours to 2.5 hours.
Is there anybody else on the call who has any experience with applying compression to primary storage?
Dave, David Berman, how are you?
So folks may remember David from UBS Financial.
So we've gone through about a year and a half of testing and certification with the StoreWise appliance and have seen very similar things to what was described here. And we saw anywhere from about 60 to 70% on an average compression. We actually saw in certain workloads as high as 90+% compression.
Thanks everybody for listening, and thanks for being a Wikibon member. Bye for now.